Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children, sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people and real events that happened during the Restoration or beginning of the Church in our time, not that long ago. You'll notice after the title of each chapter is a date of when each story happened. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the Doctrine and Covenant Stories book published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you too. If you remember last time, we read chapter 62, The Saints Establish Winter Quarters, 1846 to 1847. The saints had hoped that some of them could make it to the Rocky Mountains in 1846, but Brigham Young realized they should wait until the next year. They needed to get better prepared. They also needed strong men for the journey, and many of the men were with the Mormon Battalion. Some Indians agreed to let the saints use some land across the river from Council Bluffs. In September, the saints began building a town there, which they called Winter Quarters. They planted crops and built over 700 homes. Brigham Young divided Winter Quarters into wards and chose men to be bishops to watch over the members of each ward. The pioneers built a fence around the town for protection. While the saints were in Winter Quarters, the Lord gave Brigham Young a revelation concerning the journey to the West. The Lord told Brigham what the saints should do to get ready and what they should do as they traveled. The Lord said the people should be divided into small groups, each with a leader. The people should obey their leaders. They should help each other, especially the poor, the widows, and those who did not have fathers. The Lord said each group should have its own wagons and food. Each group should also have people who knew how to fix the wagons, build bridges, build homes, and plant crops. The Lord told the saints they should keep His commandments. They should not fight. They should say good things about each other, not bad things. They should be honest and give back things they borrowed or found. The Lord wanted the pioneers to be happy. He told them to sing, dance, and pray together. He promised to help them if they were sad or afraid. He said their trials would help them be prepared to receive the great blessings He had for them. Brigham Young did what the Lord told him to do. He divided the people into groups. Each group had everything it would need to build a city in the mountains. The months the pioneers spent at Winter Quarters were very difficult. They suffered greatly from disease, hunger, and cold, and more than 700 of them died. Despite their trials, they remained strong in their faith and worked hard to get ready for their journey. As we just reviewed, the saints were getting ready for the journey west while in winter quarters. The Lord knew that the saints would face many dangers and obstacles as they moved west to the Rocky Mountains. None of the saints had ever been in that part of the country before. The Lord told Brigham Young to select a group of people to go as pioneers to prepare the way for the thousands of saints who would follow. Remember, a pioneer is someone who prepares the way for others who will follow. One of the characteristics of a pioneer is perseverance. Who can tell me what perseverance is? Carly?
It's a saying that helps you not give up.
Good. Emmeline?
To keep going when things are hard.
Great. James E. Faust, who was the second counselor in the first presidency, said, "Perseverance is demonstrated by those who keep going when the going gets tough, who don't give up even when others say, 'It can't be done.'" In today's story, we will read about how the pioneers persevered even when others said, "It can't be done." Listen for that moment as you read along with us in Chapter 63 of Doctrine and Covenant Stories, "The Pioneers Go to the Salt Lake Valley," April to July, 1847.
The first group of pioneers left winter quarters in April of 1847 to begin the journey west.
Led by Brigham Young, the group had 143 men, 3 women, and 2 children.
During the first of the journey, the land the pioneers crossed was mostly flat and was covered with tall grass.
This kind of land is called a plain. Indians lived on the plains. There were no cities or farms.
Everyone had a job to do on the way. The women took care of the children and cooked the food.
The men made trails, built bridges, repaired wagons, and hunted for food.
The pioneers traveled all day. At night, they put their wagons in a circle and camped.
The people and animals stayed inside the circle. They built fires and cooked their food.
Often the pioneers danced and sang. One of the songs they loved was "Come, Come, Ye Saints."
Singing it helped them have courage to face their challenges.
Brigham Young told the saints to rest and worship God on Sundays.
The saints prayed, studied the scriptures, and held sacrament meeting.
Each morning at 5 o'clock, a man would blow a bugle to tell the pioneers it was time to get up.
They were to pray, eat breakfast, feed the animals, and be ready to go by 7 o'clock.
The pioneers traveled for 4 months across the plains. They met a few other people on the way.
Some of them were trappers who told Brigham Young not to go to the Rocky Mountains because it would be hard to grow crops there.
Other people told Brigham Young to take the saints to California because the soil was rich and the weather was mild.
But Brigham Young said the Lord had shown him where the saints should go.
Let's stop and talk about what we've read so far. When did the first group of pioneers leave winter quarters and start their journey to the Rocky Mountains? Cash.
April 1847.
Great. And who led the first group of pioneers on their journey west? Ace?
Brigham Young.
That's right. Carly?
Brigham Young.
And Emmeline?
The prophet Brigham Young.
Karina?
Brigham Young.
How many men were there in the group? Eli?
143.
143. How many women were there? Cash?
3 women.
How many children were there? Carly?
2.
What was the land like during the first part of their journey? Eli?
It was a plain.
And what is a plain? Ace?
Tall grassy places.
Carly?
It's empty land.
And Karina?
It's a place with tall grass.
Who lived on the plains? Cash?
Indians.
What cities were on the plains? Emmeline?
There were no cities.
Carly?
There were none.
That's right. Who had jobs to do on the journey west? Eli?
The men and the women.
Great. Karina?
The men and the women.
What were the types of jobs the pioneers had as they traveled? Emmeline?
They picked up sticks and cooked.
Great. What else did they do, Cash?
Hunted and fed cattle.
Great. What else, Ace?
They fed their animals.
What did the pioneers do during the day? Carly?
They traveled all day.
That's right. And what did the pioneers do during the night? Cash?
They built their camp.
Emmeline?
They put their wagons in a circle and camped.
Why do you think the pioneers put their wagons in a circle with all the people and animals inside at night? Karina?
So that no thing would get stolen.
Good, so that nothing would get stolen. Why else, Emmeline?
For protection.
Yes, Cash.
So that no Indian could attack only one wagon.
Okay. And Ace?
So the animals wouldn't run away and to protect them.
Great. What did the saints do on Sundays? Eli?
They rested and worshipped God.
What was one of the pioneers' favorite songs to sing? Emmeline?
Come, come, ye saints.
Great. Why was Come, Come, Ye Saints one of their favorites? Cash?
It gave them courage.
That's right. Karina?
It helped them go through their trials.
Do you have a favorite song you like to sing that helps you have courage when things are hard? Emmeline?
A Child's Prayer.
Oh, that's a great one. Ace?
I Feel My Savior's Love.
Wonderful. Cash?
I'm a Child of God.
Great. Eli?
I Feel My Savior's Love.
That's a good one. Karina?
Praise to the Man.
Oh, that's one of my favorites. Excellent. Emmeline?
Another one is Called to Serve.
Oh.
Great. Is that yours as well, Carly?
Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace. Great. What time did the pioneers get up every morning? Ace?
5 o'clock a.m.
5 o'clock a.m. And how did the pioneers know when it was time to get up? Cash?
A man would blow a bugle.
That's right. What time do you usually get up in the mornings? Karina?
At school, I usually get up at 7:30 or 7 o'clock a.m.
Wow. Okay. And during the summertime, when do you get up?
Usually really, really late, like 12 o'clock a.m.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Emmeline?
I go all year round at 7.
So you wake up at 7 o'clock all year round?
Yeah.
Wow. Excellent. Carly?
At school time, I wake up at 8, and in the summer, 10 or 9.
Okay, so you sleep in a little bit during the summertime. All right, and Eli, when do you get up?
I get up at 6:30 during school and around 6:45 during summer.
Wow, so you don't sleep in very much then. Okay. What time did the pioneers start traveling at? Cash?
7 o'clock.
And Emmeline?
The time I wake up, 7.
Great. What were the tasks they did before leaving each morning? Carly?
They'd pray, then eat breakfast, and at last they would feed their animals.
Great. Who were some of the people the pioneers met on the way to the Rocky Mountains? Cash?
Fur trappers.
That's right. And why did the trappers say Brigham Young and the pioneers shouldn't go to the Rocky Mountains? Emmeline?
It would be hard to grow crops there.
Okay. Eli?
It'd be really hard to grow crops there.
That's right. Where did some other people say that Brigham Young should take the pioneers instead? Ace?
California, because the soil was rich and weather was mild.
Great. Where did some other people say that Brigham Young should take the pioneers instead? Emmeline?
California.
And why did they think California would be better? Carly?
The soil was rich and the weather was mild.
That's right. Why didn't Brigham Young listen to the trappers or take the Saints to California? Karina?
Because Heavenly Father was guiding him.
Great. Emmeline?
The Lord had showed them where to go.
Wonderful. Who had told Brigham the Saints should go to the Rocky Mountains? Eli?
Heavenly Father.
That's right. Carly?
The Lord.
How does this moment of Brigham Young and the pioneers continuing to the Rockies after others tried to dissuade them show perseverance? Emmeline?
They knew it would be hard, but they did it because it was what the Lord wanted.
Great. And Cash?
They traveled because the Lord always knows the best.
How does this moment of Brigham Young and the pioneers continuing to the Rockies after others tried to dissuade them show perseverance? Carly?
They knew they could make it.
They knew they could make it, even though others told them they shouldn't go there?
Mm-hmm.
Great. And Karina?
They knew that the Lord would protect them, although it was really sharp and pointy.
They kept going despite knowing that it would be hard.
Great.
Day after day.
Listening to Scripture Stories. Today we are reading about the pioneers' journey to the Salt Lake Valley. Let's continue our story.
At last the pioneers came to the Rocky Mountains, where it was very hard to travel.
Brigham Young got sick and could not travel very fast.
He chose some men to go ahead to the Great Salt Lake Valley and begin to plant crops.
The men took their wagons over the mountains.
They went down into the valley and camped by a stream.
They dedicated the land and asked the Lord to bless the seeds they were going to plant. Then they planted the seeds.
3 days later, Brigham Young and the rest of his group came out of the mountains and looked down on the valley.
When Brigham Young saw it, he knew it was the place where the Lord wanted the saints to live.
He said, "This is the right place. Drive on."
The saints drove their wagons down into the valley. It was July 24th, 1847.
After traveling 1,000 miles across the plains and mountains, the saints had finally found a place where they could stay.
They were grateful that God had led them to a place of peace and safety, even though they knew there would be many more challenges to overcome.
Why wasn't Brigham Young able to travel very fast when the saints got to the Rocky Mountains? Cash?
He got sick.
That's right. Brigham Young chose men to go ahead to the Great Salt Lake Valley. What did he ask them to do, Emmeline?
To begin to plant crops.
Exactly. What did the men do before they started planting? Cash?
Dedicated the land.
That's right. Eli?
Dedicated the land and asked God to bless the seeds.
How many days later did Brigham Young and the rest of the group arrive, Carly?
3 days later.
That's right. Karina?
3 days.
What did Brigham Young know when he first came out of the mountains and looked down upon the Salt Lake Valley? Cash?
That it was the right place.
Exactly. Emmeline?
He knew it was where the Lord wanted them to be.
And Karina?
It was the place where they were going to live.
And what did he say? Ace?
This is the right place. Drive on.
Excellent. What was the date that Brigham Young and the first pioneers arrived in the Great Salt Lake Valley? Eli?
July 24th, 1847.
Great. Carly?
It was July 24th, 1847.
Exactly. How many miles did the pioneers travel from winter quarters to the Salt Lake Valley? Ace?
1,000 miles.
Great. What were the pioneers grateful for when they arrived in the Salt Lake Valley after such a hard journey? Cash?
They were grateful that God had led them to a place of peace and safety.
When have you worked really hard to accomplish something? Eli?
Saving up for my new game system.
Karina?
Paying my tithing.
Great. Cash?
Learning to play a piano song, that was hard.
Good. And how did you feel when you finally accomplished your goal? Carly?
Excited.
Excited? Eli, how did you feel when you finally accomplished your goal and bought your gaming system?
Really excited.
Really excited. Good. And Cash?
Made me feel good inside.
Excellent. Karina?
Really good inside.
Wonderful. What is perseverance again? Who can tell me what perseverance is again? Emmeline?
Doing something even though it is hard.
Great. How are the pioneers examples of perseverance? Eli?
By going even when they got to really hard spots.
Great. Okay. And Cash, how are the pioneers examples of perseverance?
They faced lots of challenges and they trudged through them. They got to the Salt Lake Valley.
How can remembering the pioneers help you persevere when you face challenges? Emmeline?
They are good examples of hard work.
Great. And Eli?
Knowing they didn't give up when faced with big trials.
I am grateful for the pioneers and their examples of faith and perseverance. I am grateful that they went before us and established the church in the Salt Lake Valley. We can follow the examples of the pioneers and work hard with faith to persevere through our challenges in life. Thank you for joining us today. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He taught us. And I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Join us next time as we read Chapter 64, The Saints in the Rocky Mountains, beginning in July 1847. If you'd like to listen to this program again, a grown-up can help you get a copy to play on your computer, iPod, or other music player at mormonchannel.org. You can also sign up to get new episodes as soon as they're ready. If you'd like your own copies of the Scripture Stories as books or DVDs, you can find them at scripturestories.lds.org, or a grown-up can buy them at your local church distribution center.
See you next week!
Scripture Stories on the Mormon Channel is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Here's just a sample of what you'll learn during next week's program.
Brigham Young and other leaders laid out plans for the city.
Each family was given some land for a house and farm. The pioneers built log houses and planted crops. See you next week!